The odds of me coming into the rocket business, not knowing anything about rockets, not having ever built anything, I mean, I would have to be insane if I thought the odds were in my favor.
10, 9.
Why even begin?
8, 7, 6.
When something
5,
is important enough,
4, 3,
you do it even though the odds are not in your favor.
1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed. Bon and Doug.
America has launched.
You're self-taught?
Yeah. Well, self-taught, yes, meaning I don't have an aerospace degree.
So how did you go about acquiring the knowledge?
Well, I read a lot of books, talked to a lot of people, and have a great team. I think it's important that humanity become a multi-planet species. I think most people would agree that a future where we're a space-faring civilization is inspiring and exciting. Compared with one where we are forever confined to Earth until some eventual extinction event. You know, that's really why I started SpaceX.
This is a dream come true, I think, for me and everyone at SpaceX. This is not something that I ever thought would actually happen. So when starting SpaceX in 2002, I really did not think this day would occur.
This is the first time a private company, not a government, has been in charge of sending astronauts into orbit.
When critics say you can't do this, your answer to them is,
we've done it.
There are people who've been in the rocketry business for decades,
yeah,
who say about you that you don't know what you don't know. What are you trying to prove to them?
What I'm trying to do is to make a significant difference in spaceflight and help make spaceflight accessible to almost anyone. And I would hope for as much support in that direction as we can receive. Probably not the guy that most people would bet on.
Who wins?
It's like a little kid fighting a bunch of sumo wrestlers. Usually the sumo wrestlers win. We're a little scrappy company. Every now and again, a little scrappy company wins. And I think this will be one of those times.